Midnight mission set to serve nearly 2,500 Thanksgiving meals. Los Angeles Thanksgiving meals will be provided to the homeless and poor on Skid Row, downtown, and in Venice November 24, while Laugh Factory owner Jamie Masada told the public, "If you know anyone in need of a warm meal and a hug, send them our way." The Midnight Mission will serve Thanksgiving brunch to nearly 2,500 homeless and near homeless individuals and families, according to Georgia Berkovich, its director of public affairs. "There are people in our community who have a place to live, work, pay their bills, but don't have enough money for food or special holiday meals," Berkovich said. "There will be 3,500 pounds of turkey and 500 pounds of stuffing served, topped with 50 gallons of gravy, along with 3,500 pounds of ham with glaze, 1,000 pounds of garlic mashed potatoes, 750 pounds of seasonal vegetables, 250 pounds of cranberry sauce, 300 pounds of dinner rolls and 300 pounds of holiday dessert," Berkovich said. "There will be seatings at noon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. for the Laugh Factory's 42nd annual free Thanksgiving dinner. Actors Mr. T and Amanda Peet will be among the more than 200 volunteers preparing and serving food. Of the many services the Midnight Mission provides to our unique community, one of the most important is the sense of family we offer to those who often feel lost and forgotten during the holidays and other days of national celebration," Berkovich said. "Events like this also provide us with an opportunity to do some progressive engagement, which is to say it helps us to get to know our community members and build trust and create hope. When people feel hope, they are more likely to ask for help. And if they ask for help, we have an array of services we can provide to them. And if we can't help them here, we can refer them to a place that can better serve them." The Midnight Mission serves 3 meals a day, every day, serving between 500 to 1,000 people per meal, equaling approximately 1 million meals per year, Berkovich said. The figure has been staying pretty consistent over the years, but it is hard to compare because there are more services being provided for people experiencing homelessness and the number of homeless people is increasing each year, Berkovich said. The Midnight Mission was founded in 1914. It provides immediate subsistence food, shelter, and clothing to any man, woman, or child who comes through its doors, Berkovich said. It also has 150 beds for crisis and bridge housing for men and women and operates a 100-bed comprehensive healthy living program with an emphasis on sobriety, using the 12-step philosophy, a program that helps people recover from substance use disorders, behavioral addictions, and sometimes other co-occurring mental health conditions. At the Midnight Mission, people do not have to believe in something to get help. We think people need to get help to believe in something, Berkovich said. The Midnight Mission gives people experiencing homelessness the tools they need for a new beginning. Restoration of self-respect, self-support, and self-confidence begins with cleanliness, rest, and a full stomach, she said. Other meals in the city. Our Lady Queen of Angels Parish in downtown Los Angeles will host a Thanksgiving lunch in the parish courtyard to thank the parish community and to feed homeless people living in nearby streets. The lunch will follow a Thanksgiving Mass where an immigrant family from Guatemala will share their testimony and thank God for the welcoming parish community they found in Los Angeles and the United States. "For Thanksgiving, we have prepared a Eucharistic celebration to share the bread and wine, to share our faith with our parish community," the Reverend Arturo Corral, pastor of La Placida Church, said. "It is important to us because we view it as a gesture of thanks to our servers who help us throughout the year in an unselfish way. We want them to enjoy that moment with their families and to send them a message of abundance for the blessings they receive and share throughout the year. We will also welcome the homeless people in the parish surrounding areas, some of whom frequent the parish." The non-profit organization Lost Angels will host a Thanksgiving in Venice event to feed homeless people. Mayor-elect Karen Bass told City News Service her message for Los Angeles this Thanksgiving is one of hope, it's one of determination, and it's one of inspiration. 2 weeks ago, the people of this city sent a resounding message that we must come together to face the top crises Los Angeles is facing: homelessness, public safety, and the affordability of this city, they said. Though these challenges are great, I know that we will be able to accomplish big things together.